Testing 1, 2, 3, and as Chris babbles away in the other room, this is for Friday, 5:30, November 10th, 1989. In 3, 2, 1.
The intent of the motion, although there was some expression of environmental concern, was clearly for the purpose of influencing foreign policy of the Canadian government. The idea was that if Vancouver took this position, other ports around the world would take a similar position and thus deny NATO ships access to their ports. Whereas while this thing had therefore great foreign policy implications, Council refused to hear from Mary Collins, the federal minister who's concerned with such matters, and my therefore feeling was that I wasn't willing to take a position on an important matter relating to foreign policy without knowing more about it.
So you don't feel that it was tried to pass simply because it was an environmental issue? It was because it was
well,
NATO?
It wasn't. I don't think it was, although some people expressed concern about the environmental issues. It happened that the thing came down around the time of the Exxon Valdez disaster.
Right.
And if you were going to really be concerned about environmental matters, you would deny ships with cargoes that could be hazardous in the event of a spill, like oil, for example. That's what you'd be concerned about, not nuclear-capable ships, which have never had, there's never been a nuclear accident, because technically it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Now bear in mind that it's not an issue of having nuclear submarines or nuclear powered vessels come into Vancouver Harbor, because they don't. It was a question of ships being nuclear capable.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is the other aspect. Any ship is nuclear capable, and I would assume if a hostile power wanted to bring nuclear weapons into the port of Vancouver, they could do it in any freighter. They could do it in a 24-foot boat. So they're all nuclear capable, and what they were asking was for the American government to declare whether or not they had nuclear weapons on board. The American government was unwilling to make that declaration, although they will privately say that they don't have nuclear weapons on board.
But there are some people, such as Greenpeace, who would argue that there were indeed nuclear weapons on board. For example, when the USS Constellation was in the harbor this October.
Yeah, except members of the crew said they were not.
Right, but they're not allowed to say one way or the other.
They're not allowed to publicly say one way or the other.
Right. Could you bring us up to date with any latest developments in terms of the motion that was passed? Have we had any response from the federal government?
Not to my knowledge. Nothing has happened at all.
And so there hasn't really been any follow-up?
No. I think it was in part of a successful public relations stunt for the purpose of influencing other cities, and they will now look at Vancouver and they'll say this is a good thing. Now, times are changing, and I look at this in the context of what's happening with in the Soviet Union with Gorbachev, and I could easily change my position on it. I mean, I'm of the view that, for example, that the this is a personal opinion. I'm not going to say that city council should take a position on it, but I'm concerned that the American government and Bush may not be extending the support to Gorbachev that is necessary. I think I personally feel that the American government should greatly cut back its military spending.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe in all those things, but I'm not elected to conduct the foreign policy of the country. I'm elected to look after the collection of garbage and the zoning and that sort of thing in the city of Vancouver.
But don't you think the city could also play a role in that sort of thing?
Well, I think the city is very dangerous when it makes decisions that are ill-informed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to take a position in anything unless I know something about it, more than as just an ordinary layman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not elected to by the people of Vancouver to tell George Bush that he ought to give more aid to the Soviet Union in order to keep Mr. Gorbachev in power. I think that's probably correct, but that's just a personal opinion, and doesn't come as a result of any expertise or special knowledge I have as an alderman.
I think though a valid concern of some people in Vancouver is simply that they don't want ships in the harbor which may be capable of carrying nuclear weapons.
Well, I come back to the original statement that the information we had with was that an accidental nuclear detonation was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's impossible, you could blow up one of these ships. You can, nuclear bombs have fallen out of planes. Unless they're armed, they can't go off.
Now, you said that the motion was basically a political stunt to influence other cities. Have you had any response from any other cities?
Not to my knowledge. Yeah. We've certainly received letters from people in other cities saying that it's a great thing and keep up the good work and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not aware of anything else.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Cut to Greenpeace.
Both actions, both against the independence and against the Constellation, involved us climbing the anchor chain of the aircraft carriers in order to try to prevent, in the case of the Independence, try to prevent it from anchoring. In the case of the Constellation, to actually demonstrate against the presence of 100 nuclear weapons in our harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Also involved us in painting the international nuclear radiation symbol on the hull of the warships. And of course, our people got arrested for both of these actions. In the case of the Constellation, we ended up staying out there for 3 days and nights, maintaining a constant protest against the presence of nuclear weapons in Vancouver.
Now, you've confirmed that there were nuclear weapons aboard the USS Constellation.
You know, the idea of confirming is a game that the U.S. Navy plays.
Uh-huh.
We have congressional testimony on the part of former U.S. admirals who state that every U.S. warship that is nuclear capable always carries its nuclear weapons with them. Aircraft carriers normally have up to 100 nuclear warheads on board. They do not offload, they don't take off these weapons off the ships prior to coming into Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of neither confirming nor denying is not a strategy against the Soviet Union. It's a strategy against public domestic opposition to nuclear weapons, and it was developed as such a strategy. It has nothing to do with the Soviets knowing or not knowing, because the reality is that Soviets know which ships carry nuclear weapons, and also if they didn't know, they would just target every ship of the U.S. Navy if in case of war.
Mm-hmm. Now, City Council passed a motion in April urging the federal government to declare the Vancouver port nuclear weapons free. To bring it in line with the city of Vancouver being nuclear-free. How useful do you feel the motion has been or will be, considering Vancouver doesn't have any jurisdiction in that area?
The question to me implies how useful is democracy in the world today? The public in Vancouver does not want nuclear weapons in our harbor. City Council gives testimony to that opinion in Vancouver by asking the federal government to make the port a nuclear weapons-free port. I think that it gives us a lot of moral support to continue our protests, and eventually it will have a political implication, because if enough people in Vancouver are willing to make that a primary issue in the next federal election, and if we ask our federal politicians, are you in favor or against that resolution, and you have people who say that they're against it, and we say, well, then we don't want you to represent us in this city, then eventually we'll get people in Ottawa who will represent our wishes.
I was talking to Alderman Baker, who opposed the motion which was passed, and I'd like you to just comment on a few of the things he said. The first one being he thought that the motion passed was a political stunt, and it was an attempt to influence foreign policy. His position was that it isn't the role of the city or the city council to have any sort of role in determining foreign policy, but simply he should be concerned with garbage and zoning bylaws. How do you feel about that?
I think that our world is in a crisis right now. We know that the environment is falling apart. We know that that 2/3 of the planet lives in poverty. We know that the rainforests, the ozone, all these problems that we're facing are global survival issues. And I think that we need politicians on every level of public life, whether it's the school board or the city or federal government, that address global survival issues at all different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's totally wrong.
Now, he also stressed that there wasn't a possibility of there being any sort of accident if there were nuclear weapons on board. What is your response?
He's again wrong. He's misinformed, or he's trying to misrepresent what he knows already. The fact is that if there was a serious fire on board, as, for example, on the Constellation that was here 2 weeks ago, last year there was a nine-hour fire on board. It took them 9 hours to put out the fire. If there was a serious fire on board and one of the nuclear warheads got incinerated, a plutonium cloud would form over the city. It could lead to the evacuation of Vancouver. Now, that's a worst-case scenario. I admit that the chances are small,
right. But
the chances are there. The other thing is that right now we have 9 nuclear reactors and 50 nuclear warheads on the bottom of the oceans as a result of accidents aboard nuclear warships and with nuclear submarines. In one incident, an aircraft with nuclear bombs on board rolled off one of the U.S. warships and ended up on the bottom of the ocean, and they never recovered it.
Mm-hmm. If you could just make one more comment on what Defense Minister Bill McKnight said, that he said that he's satisfied the ships are secure and pose no threat.
Again, I think that that's a politician either trying to deceive the public or a very ignorant human being. I'll give the example of the Constellation one more time. It was done in San Diego in August of last year, where they had a nine-hour fire with explosions on board. 20 sailors ended up in the hospital. There have been numerous other accidents. We had the Iowa incident just a few months ago, where the gun turret of the Iowa blew up and 45 sailors got killed. Now, I don't understand how any human being can say that there's no risk involved.
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen if an accident did happen? We have no possibility of responding to an accident aboard one of those ships. The fire marshal in Vancouver has told us that we don't have any contingency plans for that. And it just seems to me like Bill McKnight is trying to deceive the public.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ken. The UBC professor that Stefan talked to in 3, 2, 1.